Welcome to the How to Win at Life podcast. My name is Toby Strong, and I'm going to give you maximum value in the shortest possible time to help you win at life. Here we go. A few weeks ago, I did a workshop with my entrepreneurs organization, and we brought in a speaker called Michael from Mojo Human Performance Institute. It's a bit of a mouthful. And when I was first told about Michael, he was explained to me as a mindset coach. And to be honest, I was a bit skeptical of this because I'm just a very practical person. And my experience with these types of coaches in the past hasn't been overly positive. I just find a lot of their concepts to be woo-woo, airy-fairy, and I don't know, I just find them difficult to relate to. But in this session, I was actually pleasantly surprised to find that a lot of the concepts being shared were based on practical human psychology, and I ended up getting a huge amount of value from it, which I thought would be good to share with you here. So here are my top three lessons from this session. Number one, find the positive in every challenging situation. Now, most of us are, of course, aware of this, and it relates back to sayings like, every cloud has a silver lining, out of adversity comes opportunity, and what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But just being aware of this isn't actually enough, because in challenging situations, it can be really hard to find the positive sometimes. But what Michael taught us was a process to follow and put this into action. Now, if I walked away with this one thing alone from this session, I would have been happy, because this is a game changer when it comes to facing challenges. And what I'll be doing moving forwards is that when I'm faced with a challenge, I'm going to write down two headers on a piece of paper, disadvantages and advantages, and then list every disadvantage and advantage that I can think of which relates to the challenge. Obviously, the disadvantages are going to be flowing first, because these just automatically race through our mind. And I think we all tend to repeat thoughts about the most frustrating aspects of challenging situations in our mind, and most people just do this and nothing else. But here's what I love about this process. So next time, I'm going to force myself to reflect on all the potential advantages of the challenge and list them as well. So an example of this might be having conflict with someone in my life, and the disadvantages are frustration, wasting my time, negative thoughts, etc. But some advantages could be that the situation is nudging me to be more courageous, to speak my mind, to live outside my comfort zone, or to learn how to resolve conflict in a non-aggressive way. Then it might even be nudging me to have more empathy, or to be less stubborn, or improve my listening skills. There's a huge list of potential advantages in every challenging situation. So from now on, I'm going to list all of these and then ask myself, what is the benefit of this, or what is this situation trying to teach me? Then reflect on this until I work it out. And something really powerful that Michael said during this session was that if we don't follow this process and learn what the situation is trying to teach us, then it's highly likely that similar challenging situations are going to keep recurring in our life until we finally learn the lesson that the situation is trying to teach us. One of my final notes from this part of the session was, in order to grow, we are given what we need, not what we want. Lesson number two, the importance of establishing our personal core values. I've done a decent amount of work on my personal core values in the past, but the way that Michael went about establishing our core values was very different to anything that I've experienced before. So the most common exercise that I've done is starting with about five pages, you can probably Google it, a list of core values, and then I go through and circle all the words which resonate with me as potential core values. And then I run these through a few different filters, and then over about 30, 40 minutes, I narrow them down to about five core values. But I found Michael's approach to be much more practical, and I'm probably going to butcher this compared to the way he would explain it, but what I took away from it was to reflect on what I spend most of my time thinking about and doing outside of work, because we naturally gravitate towards our core values. An example is I spend a lot of time on the weekend reading about finance, stocks, the economy, the Federal Reserve, business cycles, and cryptocurrency, just to name a few. And the theme of all this is that I'm actually looking for investment opportunities, which links back to my core value, which is wealth creation. Now, for most of my adult life, I've resisted identifying wealth creation as a core value because I'm not actually motivated by money. And it might sound strange, but I enjoy the game aspect of wealth creation, as in the process of using my brain to make money, more than I enjoy actually receiving money at the end of it. So like I said, I've always struggled with this, but by using Michael's methodology, it's become very clear that this is actually a core value of mine because I spend so much of my personal time doing it. And here's a few other notes from this part of the session. The more congruent we are with our core values, the more reliable, fulfilled, and happier we are. When we live outside of our core values, we become unhappy and self-destructive, so feeling exhausted and eating bad food. Our body chews through energy when working outside of our value structure. Motivation is about getting jacked up to do something you don't want to do, as in things that are outside of our values. Inspiration is about waking up and doing what you love to do, and that's doing things within your core values. Last note, introversion and extroversion is directly related to living inside and outside our core values. Now, if you listen to episode 40 titled Introvert or Extrovert, What You Need to Know for Success, you'll know that I'm an introvert, and managing this is all about energy conservation for me. And I knew immediately that when Michael made that statement, it was so true because when I get really exhausted and run down, I can trace this back to doing things outside of my core values, which we all need to do occasionally, but having awareness around this allows us to put a limit on it. Lesson number 3, once we establish our core values, the importance of molding our lives to operate only within those values, or at least as much as possible. Using Michael's methodology, I've been able to establish that my core values are productivity, wealth creation, family, health, and experience. Now, in the past, I've tried to live a balanced life, but what I'm going to experiment with now is optimizing my life to live within these core values as much as possible, without any shame at all, because others might think that I'm living an unbalanced life. Something Michael said during the session, which made it really clear for me, was that when he gets involved in business opportunities, he will only ever accept accountability for the people part of the business, because that's within his core values and what he excels at. So think psychology and behavior. But he admitted that he's terrible at everything else, so he steers clear of it. And this is very different to my journey. As the founder of a business, I've had to wear a lot of hats over the years, which is fine. All founders need to do this from time to time. But reflecting back on it, I spent way too much time trying to improve my weaknesses. And a part of that probably relates back to ego, thinking that I can do anything that I put my mind to. But in hindsight, it wasn't the best use of my energy and didn't actually get the best results for the business. So please learn from my mistakes. I suggest spending some time reflecting on getting clear on your personal core values and your strengths and weaknesses, and then over time, molding your life to spend more time operating within your core values and your strengths. I'm starting to get better at this, and even though I haven't been doing it long enough to see solid results yet, I'm feeling much better about what I'm doing and have better energy levels, which is half the battle for me. If you want to learn more about Michael, I suggest checking out his podcast. I've got a link in the show notes. It's called The Underestimated Entrepreneur. And even if you don't identify as an entrepreneur, don't be put off by the title. There's plenty of great content there for everyone. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, then why not share it with a friend and subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss the next one.